neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom. When he wakes up after having a dream, so he says, if I knew that there is Hashem here, I would not go to sleep. And he says, Achen, for sure, the presence of Hashem exists here. Ve'anochi lo yadati. And I didn't know. So Rabbi Shimshon Mostoropoli Zatzal asks, this is when he says that there is Hashem exists here. Ve'lo yadati. But here is added, Ve'anochi, I didn't know. So he asks, Hakim says, I didn't know. You should say, didn't know. He goes without saying. You don't need the Anochi. You follow? So now he says a very beautiful insight that we have the throne of Ribbono Shel Olam. It's called Markeva. Markeva of Ribbono Shel Olam has four directions. And that is Aryeh, Kerub, Nesher, and Adam. You heard about this? Right? You have, yeah, you have heard. So now here he says, Rashi Tevot of Achen, that for sure is Aleph is for Aryeh, Chaf is Kirub, and Nun is for Ogab, for Eagle. So he says, Achen Yesh Hashem b'Magom Hazeh, says that I knew that there are these three faces on the throne. But ve'anochi lo yadati. What is anochi? Anochi. Anochi. Anochi Rashi Tevot. Aleph is Aryeh. Nun is Nesher. Chaf is Kruv. Yud is Yaakov. So he was very puzzled that his face is on the throne. So he was very shocked when he had the dream that they have their face on the throne.
But it has the face on the chariot and on the throne.
Yes, on the Markeba it's called. Yeah. So that's why here the Anochi is added. That he found out that he's placed on the throne of Hashem. Good? So now, here, when you have a dream of Rabbeinu Aryeh HaKadosh, and when you wake up, how do you feel? How do you feel? Very good. Do you want to go back to sleep or you want to stay awake? Go back to sleep. Yeah. Back to sleep. But you want to see him again? No? No? So here, it's very interesting. Yaakov Alav Shalom, he was in pain that he had the dream of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Ari, no. You'll be zoche to have his dream. But to have a dream of Hashem, you don't want to wake up anymore. No?
You don't want to wake up.
So here, Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us a very, very important lesson. And that is, to have a dream of Hashem is not a big deal. When you're awake and you see Hashem, that's a big deal.
Can you move? I don't know about that. The time is when you want to.
No, that means to feel the Kiddusha, to feel the Shekhinah when you're awake. But many, they just want to go to sleep. And as you know, your dreams never come through unless you wake up. But if you're dreaming and dreaming and dreaming and dreaming, this will happen, that will happen, never happens. You have to wake up. And that means all of us need to fix, correct, direct things that, you know, needs to be corrected. You cannot stay the same, you know, as you were born for the rest of your life. The way you think, the way you act, the way you respond. So that's what exactly the beautiful message here is, that he woke up and said, ay, 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 I had a dream of Hashem. What do you mean? You took some GGZ to go back to sleep. You know what that is? To see Hashem again. He said, no, no, no. To see Hashem when you sleep is not a big deal. You have to be right awake when you see Hashem. And that's the shortcoming that we all have. You know, we want it easy. We want it, you know, in a capsule. Doesn't come in a capsule. No. Especially vegetarian capsule. So Hashem is like, you know, to be right awake. And with that Hashem, feel the Shekhinah, feel the Kedusha. Let's give you a shot.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.